Okay, we're on? All right. Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing Machlokas, whether or not Shinui Hashem is Koneh. So right now we had, Rav Yosef had said that Shinui Hashem is Koneh. Rav Yosef says that Yesh isn't Koneh, but we saw that he says that Shinui Hashem was Koneh. So the Gemara is now going to ask, because we're on Samach Vav Amud Beis, Al Marish, right? That's what we're up to, Harei Marish?
Yes.
Okay, so Harei Marish. We have the case of the Marish. Marish is the beam. Okay, because the case of the Marish is a beam. The Ika Shino Hashem, where we have a Shino Hashem, it changes from a beam, we'll see, into a roof. It changes its name. The Meikara Kshura, originally it's a beam. The Hashda Tlala, now that you put the beam into the house, listen, the guy stole a beam, and then he put the beam and used it as his materials into the house, so it changes its name. First it was a beam, now it's a roof. So it's Shino Hashem, and nevertheless, we learn this in Adios, Al Hamarish Hagazel Shabina'u Bibira, guy stole a big beam, and he built it into a big house, Notel Damav, the Gazlan, right, the Gazlan has to pay back the money, but he doesn't have to pay back the Marish. Why? Mipnei Takana Shashavim, a special Takana, that we want the Gazlan to do tshuva. If we tell the Gazlan, in order for you to do tshuva, you have to be Heshev Esagzela Sher Gazel, you have to return the actual item that you stole, what does he have to do? He has to knock down the entire house, take the beam out and give it. So in order to make sure that Gazlanim are doing tshuva, so therefore we say, you know what, in this instance, you don't have to take down don't give back what you actually stole, just give back money compensation instead. But you see, the Gemara says, Taima, the reason why he has to give, the reason why he gives back money is because of Bnei Takanas Hashavim. Halav Hachi, but had it not been for Takanas Hashavim, then Harder Beina, then he would have had to have returned the Marish. The only reason why he's not returning the Marish, he's just giving the money, is because of Takanas Hashavim. Had there not been any Takanas Hashavim, then what would have been the din? You would have had to return the Marish. Aye, but if it's a Shino Hashem, why would you have to return the Marish? He would have been converted into his. He wouldn't have had to return the Marish. So it's a question of Yosef, who says Shinui Hashem, Shinui Hashem is enough to convert it into the Rishus of the Ganav. So Rav Yosef, no. Don't tell me, again, like we had the other day, the name is not determined by what people call it, it's based on Psukim. We'll see. Rav Yosef, Marish Molov. It's not Shinui Hashem, it's still called a Marish. Even though it's in the roof, it's the beam in the roof. It's still considered a beam. The Sanya, because we have a Pasuk. Pasuk in Yecheskel discussing the base of the Megdosh. The Pasuk says, Vitzalos Habayis Va'ubim. So the Raisa brings down, what are the Tzalos Habayis and what are the Ubim? So Tzalos Habayis Elu HaMilatitim. These are like the, I don't know, what's he say, the nails or some sort of, what's the Milatitim?
Nails.
I think it's the nails. Okay. The Ubim and the Ubim Elu HaMarishos. So what are the Ubim? Those are the Marishos. The Ubim in the roof are still considered Marish. So you see, even though you put a Marish into the roof, it's still considered a Marish. So it's not Shinui Hashem. Fine. But the Gemara says, that's one answer. Now we're going to answer another answer. Rav Zeira Amar, no, this is a Shinui HaChozer L'Briyasa of a Shinui Hashem. This is a Shinui HaChozer L'Briyasa. It can revert back. It's a reversible Shinui. Because you didn't do anything to the Marish. It's still there, just part of a bigger house. But technically speaking, if you did take it apart, the Marish is still there. So it's a Shinui HaChoz L'Briyos of a Shinui Hashem, and in that case, Lo Havi Shinui. Therefore, if the Gazan steals the Korah, and he puts it into the Binyan, even though now it's now called a roof, nevertheless, if you were to knock down the building, it would turn back into a beam? If it would turn back into a beam? So that is Shinui HaChoz L'Briyos. And Rav Zeira says, in that case, Shinui HaChoz L'Briyos, even by Shinui Hashem, is not sufficient to make a Koneh. Because it's Shinui HaChoz L'Briyos. The question is, what's the problem with Shinui HaChoz L'Briyos? Right, what's the Chisaron? So, Chazon Ish says, maybe the chisaron is, because the whole problem, the only reason why we say Shinui works is because you can't say the Heshev Sakzela Shargozo. But if Shinui Chos L'Briyoso, you know, just wait a few, if you wait a little bit, you'll be able to give back what you stole. So it's a deficient type of Shinui. It's not a powerful Shinui, because eventually you could theoretically be able to return what you stole. The Shinui Chos L'Briyoso. So, because, Shinui Chos, what type of Shinui, if there's a machlokus, whether you hold Shinui Chos L'Briyoso is a Shinui or not. So, Paras said, what's the concept of Shinui Chos L'Briyoso? Do you need a Shinui, do you need it to be a conversion? It converts to a completely new thing? Or merely an alteration? An alteration, it can revert back. But if you say you need to be actual conversion, then Shinui Chos L'Briyoso is not a conversion. You didn't convert the item. You just changed it. It's altered it. That's the lesson that he used.
But we make it
right, so that, everyone says, that's Shinui Eino Chos L'Briyoso. That's an actual conversion. So, but if you hold that Shinui Chozer Bria, so it does work. You don't necessarily need conversion. You just need to alter the item. Okay. He once said, what's the most important dictionary? What's the most important book for a Lamdan? So the dictionary. Because you'll have to define the terms. Okay. Everyone said, Ketzolus, Ramban. Okay. First day in the year. Okay. So you see from here that Shinai Shem Echozel Riyaso. So now we have the halach. We're going to bring down the case of the mikvos. Well, before we get there, the Gemara says, Hav lav hachi hadar be'enai. Without the takana shoshavim, you would have returned it. You would have had to return it because they prove. So the question is, who's this akasha on? Is it akasha on Rav Yosef who says that Shino Hashem works, or maybe it's akasha on Rabba? Look at Tosa. Tosa says, v'im tomer the mashma de lo maksha el the Rav Yosef. Mashma here they only asking the question according to Rav Yosef, but other Rabba kosher came to kasha le Rabba tvei. It should be kasha to Rabba as well. Today Yehu's greater kani. According to Rav Yosef, to Rabba, Yeyush by itself works. And Tosas, the first line, said, but Star Meirish, it's Yeyush. So if there's Yeyush here, why do we need a Shinai Shev at all according to Rabba? It should be a question on Rabba as well. Because Rabba holds, Yeyush by itself works. And what happens here? The guy steals the Marish. Star Marish is Yeyush. Now we have a question, if we return it, Takanash HaShavim, or maybe if without Takanash HaShavim, we'll have to return it. Why without Takanash HaShavim would he have to return it if there's Yeyush according to Rabba? So Tosa says, Venir Lafaris, he says, the below Yeyush, all right, we deal with a case that it's not Yeyush. All right, so we're dealing with a case without Yeyush. Then what's the question of Rav Yosef? We established yesterday that Rav Yosef holds that Shinui Hashem only works with Yeyush, with the combined factor. So here, just say, there's no Yeyush. But Tosa has this whole thing where he says there are different types of Shinui Hashem. There's a Shinui Hashem Gadol, and a Shinui Hashem Katan. So he says, Lohaki Park Rav Yosef, right, the bishul mas Shinui Hashem lav klum hu shapir. El ilam at Shinui Hashem katan im yeyush kane. If you say Shinui Hashem katan with a yeyush works, then im kain Shinui Hashem gadol ki hay demarish yeish lo liknos bifnei atzmo. But if Shinui Hashem gadol, because that requires a hesber, what's the difference between a Shinui Hashem katan and a Shinui Hashem gadol? But here he says this is Shinui Hashem gadol. The chain mashmal el the Shinui Hashem chashuv grei da kani the parak abe kleven nasa ayel the nickname be Shinui Hashem na be Shinui Hashem chashuv. So he's saying that the different levels of Shinui Hashem. If it's a small Shinui, if Rav Yosef holds that a small Shinui Hashem works with Yeyush, then he should hold that a large Shinui Hashem would work without Yeyush. But Tosa seems to be saying that there are different types of Shinui Hashem, and that needs a hesber as to what the Shinui Hashem is. But there's just a if to mention. We're talking about Shinui Rishush and Yeyush. The question is Machlokas Mishonim and the Yachronim. How exactly does that work? If Yeyush doesn't work by itself, according to Zman Damar, what does it do? What does it do with Shinui Rishus or Shinui Hashem or Shinui Rishus? What does Yeyush do? What does Yeyush accomplish? We just said Yeyush doesn't accomplish anything. So some say that really it doesn't accomplish much. All it does is it takes away the Isura by Liado. It takes away that part, and then the Shinui Hashem and the Shinui Rishus comes in and does the rest. Others say no, that Yeyush has some power, but the power that it has only works in a combined effort with another type of small level Shinui. Just want to point out, there's an interesting rush. The rush in Simon Bey's towards the end, he brings down the machlokas of Shinui Hashem of Shinui. He says v'yeyush gzela pligi rabba Rav Yosef rabba svirle the kona. He says yeyush works, but the misvakalai ido raisi the rabbanon. But it's a suffix, it's the rice of the Rabbanon. Rav Yosef suffer after Rabbanon lo kana. He says, you're not kona even the Rabbanon. And he says, v'kaimelan kirabba v'kani yeyush l'chumra. He says, really we pass like Rav Yosef, but we pass in like Rabba when it comes to l'chumra. So therefore, if a baal is gana v'im kiddush isha b'gzela achar yeyush, tzricha get. What happens if the baal steals something? And it seems to be against the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Ritva Perks points out on Daphne and Base. But in Kiddushin, but the Baal steals something and then gives it to a woman and is Mekadosh her with that. So according, if you pass like Rav Yosef, that Yeyush doesn't work, there should be no suffix here. But the Rush says, you pass like Rabba L'chumra, and therefore he has a suffix and you say that it's a get. So the Ksos says, why is it a suffix? It should definitely be Vadai, because it's Yeyush and it's a Shinu Rishush. Right, there's a Shinu Maisei we talked about. There's a Shinu Yashem. There's also Shinu Rishus, changing the ownership status from one to another. It was Yeyush, and then by giving it to the woman, there's a Shinu Rishus. So even according to Ma'ad Amr, who says that Yeyush alone doesn't work, Yeyush plus something does work. So here's Yeyush and Shinu Rishus. It should work. So why doesn't it work here? So the Ksos and Shimon, Shimon and Gimel explains that according to the Rosh, what you see from here is that the Kiddushin, it isn't enough that the woman is gets ownership of the item, because here the woman definitely gets ownership of the item. But Kiddushin only works if it's his money. It's not his money in this case, because the Yeush and the Shinu Rishus makes it her money. But he never gave something that was really his, because it was only he only had it during the time of Yeush, right? But once he gives it away, then the recipient is koned. But she's not a Ghana, but for him, it's still considered that it wasn't his, because it was only Yeush. But the other one, the Amr say that the Ritva and Kedushin and Bey says, no, it works even though Raisa, but it's not Yeush and Shinu Rishus, it belonged to him. So it's like Gittin the Bank Echad. It happens automatically. We'll see a Rashba says the same thing in Gittin also. It's like the Shina Rishus converts at the same time. So whatever the Lama says, by Gittin Biyad the Bank Echad, you have it over here as well. Okay, so the right mark continues. Now we're going to ask again on Rabbi Yosef about Shina Hashem. So there's a Gezerah based on the Mishnah Mikvos that you have a mikvah, right? The mikvah minimum size is 40 saw. 40 saw, it has to be rainwater. It can't be Mayim She'uvin. It can't be drawn water. But if Slosha Lugin, Mayim She'uvin, falls into a mikvah that doesn't yet have Arba'im Sa'ah, right, the Mishnah says that even if afterwards you increase the amount of Megushamim in there, if 30 Lugin of Mayim She'uvin fell in before the mikvah reached 40 Sa'ah, then it's Pasal, right? The Mayim She'uvin still passes the mikvah. Once you have 40 Sa'ah, then no matter what the rainwater comes in, the mikvah still kosher because it's Hashaka. So hope because we can do our shaka on Shabbos, but that's how the mikvahs that we have. It's actually what we go into is what's our shir on that, right? Actually, when you go into that's mayim she'uvim. But there's a pipe that connects it to another pool somewhere else where it's the rainwater, and that filled up first, and that's the hashakan. But if it's not 40 saw and the 3 lugan fall in, then it's possible. So Gemara says, now we're going to ask from Rav Zeira, v'shinu Hashem she'ena chozer libriyoso mi havishinui. I guess according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef now said that shinui Hashem, that's chozer libriyoso, is still considered a shinui, right? V'harei tzinor, we have the case of a tzinor, a pipe made out of wood. Demi ikara ketisa, originally it's just a piece of wood. V'hashto tzinora, and then you carve out the middle, it becomes a pipe. V'tanya, and we have a brace that says, Sinor shechakako. Let's say you took this piece of wood and you dug out the middle and made it into a pipe. Ulevasof kavu, and then you stuck it into the karka. Poselas hamikvah. If water flows through that pipe into the mikvah, it's considered mayim she'uvim because it's drawn water now through the pipe. It's mayim she'uvim. But kavu, if you put the stick into the ground and then you dug it out, kavu ulevasof chakaku ain't a posel hamikvah. Then it's not doesn't posel the mikvah with the mayim that goes through it. Because once it's mechuber to the karka, before it's made into a kli, we say it's butl to the karka, and it's considered karka, and it doesn't have a shame kli on it even after it goes in. So it's just water, it's basically water running off another piece of the ground. If you dug out the hole first, you made it into a kli, you made it into a pipe, water runs through there, then it's considered mayim she'uvim. So the Gemara says, the i'amart shinoi Hashem nilsahi. If you're going to tell me that shinoi Hashem really is a shinoi, then I feel kevau so chakakol nanuli pasel. That even if you first put it into the ground and then dug it out, that should also pass. Why? Because you changed the name. First it was a stick, now it's a pipe. So why does it make a difference? Why does it make a difference if it was put in the ground first? Right? You should pass on the mikvah also by the water that goes in, because once you made a tzinor, you changed the name. By changing the name, it's considered something else. And it's not the same H that was put in the ground. So Gemara says, no. Shaini she'iva demirbanani. Machlok is what the Rabbanan is, but we'll learn like Rashi. Rashi says that the whole concept of the Shlosh Shalugim, Mayim She'uvim, passing a mikvah, that only passes the mikvah mid Rabbanan. It's not, so since it only passes the mikvah mid Rabbanan, so we're going to be makel in this case, that if you put stuck the stick in and then dug the hole, we're going to be makel in that case. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if it's only the Rabbanan, right, a fetal duration ami. So let's be makel in the first case also. So only the Rabbanan, so if you stuck the stick, if you dug it out and then stuck it in, it should also be makel. So the Gemara says, and there's a lot to talk about Hilchos Mikvos here, but I don't know anything about Hilchos Mikvos, so I'm going to skip that. But Hassam, over there, Ika Torus Kli Alav Betalush, Hacha Ein Torus Kli Alav Betalush. No, over there, it was when you dug it out first, it was considered a Kli first. So if it's considered a Kli first, and then you put it in, then the Rabbanan didn't take away the same Kli. But if you put it in and then make the kli, the Rabbanan said that's not considered the same kli, and they were makel in that instance if the water went through. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yosef by Yeish. And the Gemara asks from Rav Yosef, who says that Yeish is in Koneh. Meisve, we have a brisa that says, Hagana ve'agazan ve'anas, Haganav or Agazan or someone who's an anas, it's a chamsin, who takes the money, he throws you the money but takes it anyway. If they take the money, they keep the money, then it says, Hekdesh and Hekdesh, if they make the item that they stole Hekdesh, it becomes Hekdesh. Trumas and Truma, if it's Tevel, they make it Truma, it's Truma. Umash Mosehen Meiser, if they're mafris off of that, the Meiser works, right? And the proof here is, though, you can't be Makdish or Torum from something that's not yours. The fact that they're Meiser, Truma, so Meiser works, the Hekdesh works, shows that it belongs to them. So you see that the reason why it works is because of Yeush. Why else does it work? There's just Yeush Abaylim, and not like Rav Yosef, right? Rashi says, Rashi says, Hekdesh and Hekdesh, but also Lehanos. And the Yeshua and others point out that according to Rashi, it's not full status Hekdesh. It can't be Makrovit as a carbon. This is a Dimni Elon it now. But still something disgusting. It's not considered a carbon. But Amri, so the Gemara says, he can't prove from here that Yeush by itself works, right? Hasim Ikush Shino Hashem. There, no, it's different, because it's Yeush plus Shino Hashem. And I guess in the Hector's case, it's also a Shino Rishus, right? Dimi Ikara Tivla, originally was Tevel, Vahashta Truma. Hekdesh Me Ikara. Sorry, Ikashino Hashem, Dimi Ikara Tivla, Vahashta Truma. And also Hekdesh Me Ikara Chulin, Vahashta Hekdesh. And now it's considered Hekdesh. It was a Shino Hashem. So it's not just Stam Yeish. There's also a Shino Hashem. So, what?
Wheat, now it's wheat.
Yeah, but first it was Tevel, now it's Truma. It's defined as a different item. First it was wheat, now it's Truma. So the Gemara, Tosos asks, he says, Mekara Tivla, he says, wait a second. By Tevel and by Truma, it's Dover Achozel Abiyoso, because you can be Mashil. Right, Tosos, this first Tosos, Yimak Mekara, he says, V'afagad Deshino Achozel Abiyoso, Ali Deisha Eila, Kedarmin B'Isha Rabba, it's not shchiach to be mashil on your truma and your tevel, but technically this is a chozel l'briyoso. It can go back. So you should have a whole machlokas because it's chozel l'briyoso. The Rashba adds, he goes, wait a second. He says the same question. He says v'yesh l'kamoa v'alo shina chozel l'briyoso hu. The ibay mitchel alei k'the isra ben darim perik hanodim min ayarek v'chol davar shiyochel lishal alav karina lei davar shiyesh l'matirin. So therefore, but he says, "Vafil truma to lav mitzvah letshuay le elim kain basli yakoin lechad min l'shini." Nevertheless, he's not supposed to do it, but you can do it. So he says, "Yesh lomadim kol makom kaven to lav mitzvah lechuay la you love chazal b'yosha chashin le." It's not like neder, where sometimes there's a mitzvah to retract. Here, there's no mitzvah to retract. But he says, "Wait a second." Rashi goes one step further. He says, "Vachati lo mechaber." It still doesn't make sense to me. Ve'enai tafilut samar v'tavo. He brings down a case where someone dyed wool, right? He dyed wool. Chashminan chozel libriyaso. Afagad lo shchiach. It's not shchiach. I guess over there you could take the dye off the wool by washing it or something like that. You can take it out. Nevertheless, it's not shchiach. You say consider there. We consider that it's chozel libriyaso. So what's the difference between the dyeing case and this case? So he says in Mustabra, the kol she efshar lachzol libriyaso below siyua acherin karin chozel libriyaso. If you could be chozel libriyaso without someone else's help, that's considered chozel libriyaso. So in the dyeing case, you just wash it and it comes off. Aval she'ela, but over here in our case, it's not chozel b'yoso. Why? She'tzarech gimel. You need help from three other people. Even though they only had yotos, nevertheless, it's not considered chozel b'yoso unless you yourself can make reversion. But here, you need help from somebody else. It's not considered a reversion. Okay. Right. Right. So the Rashman getting asked, how does that work? So you say the thing we said before. It's. Shinuyo v'hekdesho boing ke'echad. It comes at the same time. It's a Rashba and on Sanachin Gittin. And he talks about it. So it's the same question. I'll just read it to you what it says inside here, since you asked. If I can find it. Give me a second. So Rashba says, the Rashba and Gittin dafnun heimad beiz diber masam l'pikach. He asks, If Yeush is in Kona, how is the Truma of the Hekdesh Chal and Shino Hashem? Because before you were Maktashit, it wasn't yours. So he says, Kevon Shino Hashem or Shino Rosh Hashanah, he says, Hekdesho v'kinyoso boin ke'echad. It's boin ke'echad. Same thing with Gitto v'yoda boin ke'echad, the same concept. We mentioned it before, it's the same concept over here.
What?
Okay. Did I have Yeush?
What?
Did I have Yeush yet? That's the problem. You have to have Yeush first.
Why? Because Yeish, talking about Yeish, we're not talking about Stam Shinoi Hashem. There's Yeish over here. No, Yeish is a factor. That's what we mentioned before. You weren't here. You walked in late. Yeish is a factor. You need, according to these Mandamar, you need Yeish as well. Even though Yeish doesn't work by itself, it works combined with something. Okay. Right, it's a good question. Here, why do it? What's the purpose of doing it? Maybe it's not a question of purpose. It's a question of you know, just functionally, how does it work? This is the technical way that it works. But yeah, and if you say Yeish alone works, if you say Yeish alone works, you don't need the Shinoi stuff. But you need over here. You would need Yeish. If Shinoi may work by itself, but you're right. So if you walk into my field, you steal my item, and then my wheat, and then you convert it into wheat. Yeah, we had the same machlokes by the Esnan. It could be. So check the poskim. What happens? Okay. So now, Amar Chizda, Amar Yonasan, Minayim is Shinoi Shu Kone. How do we know that Shinoi is Kone? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Veheshev es HaGzela Asher Gazel. Right? My time alone, Asher Gazel. It says you have to return the Gzela that you stole. What does it mean, Asher Gazel? Im Ke Inka Gazel Yachzir. If it's extant, you return it. V'im Lav, if it's changed, if there's a Shinoi, Dame Ba'alma Ba'il Shlume. Then you have to go, you just give, pay back money. So you see.
I don't understand. Then, what's the Takanas HaShavim about Takanas Marish?
Right.
If it's not here,
repair
the
puzzle. If it's not here, but it is here.
What do you mean? It's in the.
But it did change. It's still sitting there.
Oh, so that's not considered Asher Gazel.
No, it still exists. It's still there. That's the same. But without the Kanas Hamarish, you would have had to knock down the whole house to return the item. It's still there. Yeah, you see, well, it's not there. It's in the house, but it's there. You can see it. You can see the beam sometimes, not in the ceiling, but sometimes you can see the beam. Yes.
How did you change the name?
But we've talked to you, but we talk all about Shinoi Hashem. Which situation? Well, different types of Shinoi. We talked about Shinoi Hashem, Shinoi Maisa, Shinoi Rishos. This is where we're learning it from, that Shinoi works. Right? It says, Heshev is a gaze, and it's my focus, was my focus, Beisham, Beishilo, whether Shinoi works. Here, Rav Chizda says, name of Yonasan, you say, the Heshev is a gaze, Asher Gazel. If it's Asher Gazel, you pay it back. Im Lav, Tan Ba'alma Ba'ishlume. So Gemara says, wait a second. Asher Gazel, we need for something else. Hi, Asher Gazel, mi'bay le'mi'ute gezel aviv, she'enu mosif chomesh al gezel aviv. Asher Gazel means to teach us that you only have to pay a chomesh, right? If you stole, and if you were kofir on the gzela and you swore falsely, you have to pay the chomesh. But that's only on your own gzela. If your father did it and then he was nifter, you don't have to pay his chomesh. I don't know why you need the buzzer for that. But he says, that's what we learn up for Asher Gazel, only what he stole. So Asher Gazel is not extra to teach me. They teach me about Shinoi. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if the Pasuk was only come to teach me that I don't have to pay Chomish for the Gezel of my father, then Nichtav Rachmano Veheshev Es Gzelo. Right? It should just say Veheshev Es Gzelo. What is Asher Gazel? Asher Gazel Lam Elila Mechtav. Shema Minatarti. I can learn both things out. I can learn out one, that you don't have to be Mishalim for the Gezel of the father, and also Shashinoi Kone. That's one Mandamar. Another Mandamar says, no, but Ika de Amri, Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yonasan, Minayim Lashinoi Sheino Kone. How do we know that Shinoi is not Kona? I guess this is where Beit Shammai would hold in. Shenemar v'heishiv is a gzela mikol makom. It says v'heishiv is a gzela, you have to return it no matter what. So Gemara says, I v'haksiv asher gazel, but it says v'asher gazel, which only means if it's not what you gazel, you don't have to return it. So Gemara says, no. Ahum yibayi le'al gzela shalom mosif chomesh ve'im mosif chomesh al gezel aviv. Mandomer says, no, that asher gazel is teaching me that you don't have to pay the chomesh for the gezel of your father. So you see here, machlokas in the brisa, in the gears of the brisa, whether Shinoi kone, Shinoi ain't a kone. That's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. I think we pretty much paskin that Shinoi is kone. Machlokas whether Yeish by itself is kone. Okay. So Amma Ula. Ula says, Minayin li Yeish she'ino kone. How do I know that Yeish is not kone? Right? Yeish is not kone. He says, Shenemar, Pasuk Malachi says, the Hevesim Guzzle es Hapiseach the es Hachola. And the Pasuk continues, the Hevesim es Hamincha, Ha'erza, Osom, Yadchem, Amar Hashem. Hashem's giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. And he says, you're bringing stolen karbanos, and you're bringing mumim, right? You're bringing malmum. So he says, there's a comparison between a gezel and a balmum. So Guzzle dumya de Piseach. A Guzzle is similar to a balmum. Ma Piseach the less late Takanta Klal. Just like Piseach, there's no takana for it. It's a mum, that's it. Af guzzle, so too guzzle, less le takanta. There's no takana if you stole, if you give me, bring me up stolen karbanos. Lo shnar lifnei yeush, lo shnar acha yeush. Doesn't make a difference whether it's yeush or not yeush. Because if you held that yeush is kona, then maybe you would say, if it yeush is kona, now the animal belongs to the ganav, and he can be makrivit, it belongs to him. Comes the pasuk to say, no, it's similar to a piseach. It's just like there's no takana when it comes to a balmum. There's no takana when it comes to an animal that you stole, whether it's before yeish, whether it's after yeish. Still, you can't be mocked of it, because yeish doesn't work. Assumption being that if yeish would work, you would be able to be mocked of it. Ah, it's mitzvah of avera. It's a big issue in the Tosos. This long Tosos talks about it. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says from here. Pasuk says. Right, the im ole karbano. It says right below hagazel. Karbano below hagazel. So ema, what's the din? Ilema lifnei yeyush. If you're saying it's before yeyush, pshita. The lam likra. Well, why do we need a pasuk? It's not his. You can't be matzis dovers eno shelo. El alav. What we're talking about? La acher yeyush. Talking about after yeyush. And shmamina yeyush lokani shmamina. See from here that yeyush is not kona. Shmamina yeyush is not kona. So Gemara says, wait a second. We had this case before of karbano below hagazel, and Rava said over there on samach vav, ha Rava. Who the Amr the guzzled carbon the chavre? Rava said this isn't a case of yeyush. Rava's talking about a case where the guy actually stole somebody else's carbon. That's what the pasuk was talking about. So why are you bringing this as a raya for yeyush? Rava already established this is not a yeyush case, and here Rava's saying it is a yeyush case. So he said, Gemara answers, Ibais ema hadarbei. Either you can say that he was choser, Ibais ema chad minayu rav papa amra, or you can say that one of the yes, the two members associate each other, but one of them was said by rav papa, who is the talmid, and not Rava himself. Okay. The whole thing of Machlokas over here, this big Tosos of Amr Ula, of Minayin LeYeish Shein Kona, it seems to say, Ula seems to be saying that Yeish doesn't work. We say a little bit of Tosos outside. But the Rabbeinu Tam asked all these kashas, we see from other Gemaras that Ula seems to be holding that Yeish is Kona. So Rabbeinu Tam says, like in the third line, he says, Amr Rabbeinu Tam, the Kol Makom Yeish Kona Rak LeInyan Karban. All that Ula is saying, Yeish is really Kona, but just Lagabe Karban. Yeyush is not kone. Why? Mishum to have a mitzvah haba be'avera. Because it's a mitzvah haba be'avera. To be steal something, and now it becomes yours, and use that thing, that's a mitzvah haba be'avera. The Re says, no, the Re later on, he says that Yeyush doesn't work at all. Aye, but all these other cases where Rabbi Yom Tam brings in that Yula holds Yeyush as kone, the Re says that's Yeyush plus something else. Yeyush plus Shino Hashem. He just answers up all those things. But the Re would say, if all these cases are yeyush plus shinu hashem, so then why can't you bring the karban? It switches into your rishus. Why can't you bring the karban? So he says, when you have yeyush and shinu hashem, that's a mitzvah baba avera. So all the achronim, everyone they talk out, there seems to be machlokas in the mitzvah baba avera between Rabbi Tam and the Re. According to the Re seems to be saying that if it's yours completely, then there's no mitzvah baba avera. It's only mitzvah baba avera because by the conversion made the hektesh. So there was an actual avera done to make it hektesh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it was yours beforehand. There's a shame gezela still on it. There's a shame avera still on it from beforehand. It's sort of like this, the shadow text, a sort of version that still exists from beforehand, even though there's no avera in being makdashit, because it's yours. Nevertheless, there's a shame guzzle on this animal, and that's enough to be a mitzvah baba avera. Right. Okay. Right. I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing. Because because talking about here, it's. I don't know. Without you. Shinu Maiser. I don't know. Maybe there's a difference between Yeish and Shinu Maiser. And Shinu, I don't know. Don't know. Okay. So now we just did Ula. So now Gemara says, continues in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Umidas Tashlume Arba B'Chamisha, right? We say the four or five payments is only noheg by a shor and a seh by itself. It's not noheg by anything else. So the Gemara says, V'amai, why is Adal V'He only the Gavi Shor Useh? Nelef Shor Mishabis. Let's make a Gzeir Shavah. Shor Mishabbos, which is questions. How do you make a Gzeir Shavah by yourself? Usually, a Gzeir Shavah you don't make unless you have the Mesorah, right? So maybe because, right, Nelev Shor Mishabbos, Mala Halon, just like by Shabbos, Chayev Oof Kayotze Behen, just a Chayev, it says Shor Seh, but we include Chayev and Oof and all other things. So too, Avkan, Chayev Oof Kayotze Behen. So too, all other things should be included, and it should be, everything should be Dal Vehe, not just a Shor Seh. So Amar Rava says, no, Amar Kro Shor Seh, Shor Seh Shnei Pamim. The pasuk says Shor B'Seh twice. Shor B'Seh in Midah Chuin Elo. It emphasizes Shor B'Seh twice to say only these two. What the pasuk says? The pasuk says Ki Yignov Ish Shor Oseh, and then it says Chamisha Bakar Yishalom Tachas Ashor VaArbet Son Tachas Oseh. It says it twice, and therefore the twice it comes to emphasize only these. Meaning, really, it's Meyusar. You don't need it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Which ones are extra? That you can use the extra ones to make this limud. We need, for Pshah and the Pasuk, to have it say Shor said twice. Ami, hey miyater, which one's extra? Elaim, as Shor said the Seifa, if you say the second Shor said, which it said, Chamisha Baki, Shalom Tachas Ashor, Va'abritam Tachas Atseh, and therefore we should have said that Nichlov Rafmana, the Torah could have written, Ki Yignov Shor Oseh, Utvacho Umacharo, Chamisha Baki, Shalom Tachtov, Va'abritam Tachtov, just leave out the Shor said at the end. You can't do that. E Kata Rahmani Hachi, if the Torah wrote that, Have Amina Boy Shalume Tisha Lakol Echad Ve'echad. I would have thought you'd have to pay 9. Because it's Chamisha Baki Shalim Tachtav, Yabritzon Tachtav. 5 plus 4 is 9. So I would have thought you had to pay 9. I need Shor Oseh over there. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Chi Tema, maybe you can't, don't say that. The Chi Tema, Haksiv Tachtav. Tachtav Pamaim. It says Tachtav twice. 5 is for one Tachtav and 4 is for another Tachtav. So the Gemara says, no. Cha Tachtav Miyatzer. One Tachtav is extra. Right, one taktav we need, but another taktav is extra. We need it for another drasha. The Tanya Yachol Ganav Shor Shove Mone Yishalim Taktav Negidin. Let's say you stole a shore worth of money. You may have thought that you can pay back a shore that's Karav Lames. Tamar Lomer Taktav Taktav. It says Taktav Pamayim. It has to be an actual similar to what you stole. So one taktav is needed. One taktav is for the pasuk. So you can't tell me that both taktavs will teach me that 5 for 1, 4 for another. You would have thought that you need 9. So therefore you have to have Shor Oseh at the end of the Pasuk also. So the Shor Oseh at the end of the Pasuk is not extra. Ella, Shor, V'Seh, the ratio Mutar. Maybe the Shor Oseh in the ratio is Mutar, right? And therefore the Pasuk could have been written like this. The Nifta Rachmana, Ki Yignov Ish Utvacho, O Mecharo, leaving out Shor Oseh, Chamisha Baki Shalom Tachas Ashor, the Arbitzon Tachas Oseh. And the first Shor Oseh is extra. Again, we need an extra Shor Oseh to teach me that the redundancy tells me that only Shor Oseh, not anything else. So Gemara says, wait a second. E kasa rachmana hachi. Had the Torah just written, Shor Oseh at the end and left it out at the beginning, havamina adegonib trei v'tavach lehu. I would have thought that you only chayiv if you stole 2 and you were shechted it, right? Until you stole both behemoths and tovach them. That's when you have to pay. But the Gemara says, wait a second. That can't be. It says, utvacho ksiv. Tvacho in lashon yachid. Therefore, you don't have to shech 1. You don't have to shech both in order to be chayiv. Because if the pasuk would have said ki yignov ish utvacho o mecharo chamisha baki shalom tachas shor rabart shalom tachas aseh. So the havamina would have been without the shor aseh. The havamina would have been that you have to steal both and shech both. The Gemara says, wait, that's no havamina because it says tvacho and lashon yachid. So you only have to shech once. The Gemara says, the ema ad deganit tarvayu mezabin lei. Same thing. Maybe you have to tell both, steal both and sell both. No, it says a mecharo ksiv. It says in singular. I mecharoksev lechad by only one. The ema havamina. Maybe you would have thought that you still have to say shor oseh in the ratio because if you didn't say shor oseh in the ratio, I would have made the mistake and said ad deganiv trei the tavachad umazabin chad. Maybe I would have to steal both, sheft one and sell the other. So the Gemara says no. Oh mecharoksev. It says oh only one. So as of now the shor oseh is still extra because you can learn everything out without it. So the Gemara says no. V'katya havamina adiganiv tarvayu v'tavachad u'mesharyachad u'mezabinchad u'mesharyachad. You still would have thought the Torah still has to teach me Shor Oseh to teach me that the chiyuv is even if I only stole one of them. Had it not written Shor Oseh in the pasuk like it says, we would have thought that you have to steal both of them, and only tvicha and mechira can be by one, but the original theft has to be of both. So therefore, you need Shor Oseh. So therefore, you need Shor Oseh in the ratio of the pasuk. You need Shor Oseh in the seif of the pasuk. Where is the extra Shor Oseh that we're learning out to knock out our Gzeir Shava that only Shor Oseh pays the Alvehei and not any other animals? Which Shor Oseh is extra? We're in a quandary. So we start. Says Ella. No. So Rava says Shor the seif of is said the ratio. The Shor in the ratio and the Seh in the seif are extra. In Nechtel Rachmana, the pasuk could have written as follows. Ki yignov ish shor utvacho o mukharo, chamisha bakar yishalim tachtav ve'arbatzon tachas aseh. You don't need to say shor aseh both places. You could have said shor in the beginning and send it at the end. So if you stole a shor and you shechted it on your toveachit, then you pay 5 tachtav and 4 tachas aseh. So it would have been clear right there anyway. You didn't need both shor and seh to be, you didn't need them to both be in the ratio and the seifa. Therefore, so shor the safe of the said the ratio lamali shma mina shor v'set in only a shor v'set midiach rinin lo, but something else is not. You don't need anything else. It doesn't apply to anything else. It only applies to a shor and a set. Tosos and Divrei Maaseh Rava brings down a Gemara in Bava Metzia, right? So Divrei Maaseh Rava, it's like two, three lines from the bottom. He says, "V'had Amar Rava b'Perek Elu Metzias, right? Gabe Metzia, Matlo Lifnei Yeish Amanas LeGazla. You found a Metzia on the ground, and you had it before Yeish, right? And you had in mind to steal it. So Over B'Kulan, the Alpha Gav Da Haadre Basar Yeish." Right,
he says the case over there is that there was you picked up an Aveda and you found it on the ground, and then you had the mind to steal it, so you picked it up and you stole it, and there's Yeish, right? We say that Yeish isn't Kone according to the Gemara. Yeish is not Kone. So if Yeish is not Kone, if I return it, I'm kind of the mitzvah of returning the Yeish of Zegzeda Shargazel. I returned it. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says even though you returned it, you're still not mekayim the mitzvah of the heishos hagzeilus or gazel. It's just considered a matana ba'alma. Why, Tosos asks, is that considered a matana ba'alma? If yeish isn't koneh, right, then it's not a matana ba'alma. I'm returning what is his, right? Tosos says, the Gemara says, gav mitzia not lifnei yeish amanas legazel over bekulam v'afal gav da ahadre basar yeish matana ba'alma hu diyavlei afal gav the yeish lo koneh. Even though yeish wasn't koneh, so it's not mine, it's still his. I'm returning his gzeila. So why am I saying I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of heishav zegzela share gazal? So Tosos here. So some of the Rishonim in Bava Metzia say that that gemara is not even a gemara; it's just an interpolation from the Gaonim, and you take out the girsa. But Tosos here says mikol makom kevan the hovel yeish lemochra ol hekdesha chashiv gazlan. So yeish works well enough because if you sell it or you makish it, the yeish plus the shinui rishus that converts it. So that's considered enough. That it's yours. It's not completely yours. So you don't have ownership, but you have bialus over it to be makdash it. And that when you makdash it, it will change it. So that's considered even though yeish isn't kone, it's enough to say that it's yours. And therefore, if you return it after yeish, you're not being the kind of mitzvah heishav sadeil shergazel. So not gemino halacha though. If a guy steals something and then after yeish he wants to return it, he's not being the kind of mitzvah of the heishav sadeil shergazel. He's not the kind of lava nitak lase. The Baal Mor Bamitzia says that the lava nitlach ase, when you the lava nitlach ase, it eviscerates the chet mitchila. It's as if you never did the avera. Here, you still did the avera. You just had a mitzvah of returning something. You still did the avera. A nafimina would be if you saw avus in between. If it's considered returning the item, if it's a lava nitlach ase and it wipes out the chet from beginning, so retroactively you were neither apostle, so the avus in between you can give because you're not apostle avus. But if it's only that's a matan of yamla, you're not fixing it. It's not a lav nitak lase because it's not. Now it's you're not returning what was his. You didn't do the assay, and you saw edus in between. You never eviscerated the original chait, and you still possible edus. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day. Okay.